Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Begin to behave your belief. You begin to confess your, I believe I'm graduating, and then you go to the library and study. I believe I'm getting a job, then you update your CV. You understand what I'm saying to you? You behave your belief. You confess your belief. You behave your belief. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I believe I'm coming out of debt. You sit down, you write all the debts, so that if God comes through, at least you're clear. Okay, if God also does not come through the way you think he'll come through, sit down. David Ramsey's baby steps, start paying off the debts. The how is not yours. Yeah. The how is not yours. Does that make sense? Yourself? Yeah, vision fails where there's no faith. But vision succeeds where there's faith. Vision thrives where there's faith. And that's what I'm saying to you, Stace. So that's why on Saturday, on Friday, was it Friday? Yeah, we are taking all the VIPs, everybody who's serving. Let's go to Glen West and have fun, because we are intentional about building a community. Someone's like, no, I don't care about all this. Why? You don't see what we're seeing. Yeah, you don't see what we're seeing. And it's fine, judge us now. But one day is coming when the tree has finally borne the fruits. You begin to say, wow, Pastor, I like the church. I like how people flow in your church. It didn't fall from the sky. Someone worked at it. Someone sacrificed for it. Someone had to organize for it. Someone had to encourage people for it. Someone had to believe that at least two people would believe. Just, Lord, I'm not praying for three. I'm praying for two customers to come and buy from my shop today. For me to know that this shop is going somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. We walk by faith. We're not discouraged. No, we walk by faith. Hallelujah. As long as there's God in heaven, he will respond to faith. As long as there's God in heaven, he's moved by faith. We will keep saying it, Musa. We will keep declaring it, Musa. We will keep prophesying it, Musa. You understand? We will keep trying. Until the time, because the vision will surely come to pass. Though it seems like it's tarrying, wait for it. It is surely coming to pass. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Cars will come to strand. We will preach. We will go to campus. One day is just one day. Yeah, keep sowing. Don't mock the farmer who is in his sowing season just because you're in your harvest season. Yeah. Because you can feel like he's a useless man. Because he's going out to plant when you're enjoying your bumper harvest. But listen, there's time for everything. For every season under sun, there's a time and a purpose. Just be faithful. Be faithful, Pastor Mtor. Just be faithful. Preach to little K. Yeah? Is it little K? Young K, yeah. Preach to young K. Teach him. Encourage him. Pray for him. Visit him. Don't worry about, how come we don't have all this? Don't worry about what you don't have. Focus on what you have. If young people like your ministry and your stories and your sermons, preach to them, encourage them, pray for them. Those are Jesus didn't have adults in his ministry. Him and Peter were the oldest. All of those other guys were teenagers, 20, 21, 22, 23, 25. Yeah, he taught them, but they became apostles. Listen to me, there's a building grace for every visionary. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. There's a building grace for every visionary. That God is able to take you and you take a drunkard and you raise an apostle out of him. You take a student and you raise a responsible husband. You take a nobody, they become managers. Don't worry. Hallelujah. We're just going to keep working on our vineyard. We're just going to keep working. Pony, these same students, they'll build a cathedral. These same students, they're going to fill up stadium. Don't worry. Don't mind the noise. You understand what I'm saying to you? Don't mind the noise. I was telling somebody and I was saying, be encouraged. You understand? Because the person was so discouraged because they are young and most of the older guys were discouraging the person. I'm like, don't mind the noise. They have forgotten that they were once like you. They were inexperienced like you. They did not know like you, but someone took them on, taught them, was patient with them, built them up, and it was all by faith. Yeah. Don't worry. When we call you to say, come to welcoming, and you do it and you stammer, you forgot all the words. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. For me, I'm just clapping hands that at least you stood up and you did something in the house of God. Yeah, we're building by faith. We're building by faith. I said we're building by faith. Yeah, one day all these stammering kids, One day all these people come and they can't speak properly. And they're one day when you see them standing up in front of cameras, addressing nations, don't be confused. Don't be surprised, because someone had to walk by faith. You understand what I'm saying to you? One day when these teenagers from Strand are standing up and they're preaching and stadiums are packed out, don't be surprised and say that, wow, wow. Someone took them by faith and said, you can do welcoming. Just go there in front. Just say this thing. It will work. Nah, don't worry. Don't overthink it. I'll be there. And that's why most of the times I sit down here. And because you are not doing something that is insignificant. So pastor is in his office. No, I'm here cheering you on. Yeah. I'm a pastor because someone took a step of faith in me. Yeah, let me lead worship. Let me lead this. Let me do that. Made my first mistake. They corrected me. They still gave me a chance. As long as I was willing to be teachable, they kept on giving me the answers. Yeah, that's why I was texting Prophet today, and I was just thanking him. Prophet, thank you so much. And I was just saying, I love you. I thank you so much, Prophet, for the gift of access. Yeah, because I just realized that many things that I learned is because I was just around him. Yeah, I was just around him. I would see how he relates with his wife, even in their absence. I'm just around him. Thinking about my trip to Nigeria, just around him, watching him, relate with his father. I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Prophet. I'm a better man. I'm a better husband. Thank you for the gift of access. You don't even have to tell me many things. Just being around and observing you. Yes. The first time I entered into a business lounge, I was working with my pastor. Yes. And I was like, let's enter here. It's a good place to wait for your plane. Otherwise, I would have gone and sit by a couch at the airport. You know that, right? Yeah, I would have sit by a couch. No, enter here. Wow, now it's me entering business lounge. Ah, thank God for my pastor. Yes. By faith. By what? Yeah, it's not now when I'm not doing stadiums. Then I'm like, no, you know, sometimes your father, you know, when you enter new realms, huh? When you enter what? Yeah, you notice that you need your father for the realm. May that day never come. Your father might never have entered into a university class, but on graduation day, he's still your father. Yeah, your father does not have to have a future like yours, but he's your source. Does that make sense? I'm trying to also say, don't be those who forget. Yeah, remember the love, remember the prayers, remember the church that supported you when there was nobody. Remember the first YouTube subscribers on your channel. Yeah, remember them. Yeah, remember us. You understand? Yeah, remember us. Now don't come to the, no. This can be, you can be a billionaire and this is still your church. Yes. You can be a billionaire and this is still, remember Pastor Mto who organized Destined for Greatness conferences for you when there was nothing great about you. Yeah, remember that statement of blessing conference. Remember your pastor that day. Yeah, you can be a billionaire and still come to our church, Musa. Yeah, and still serve and still be happy. And don't let it enter into your mind. And don't let it pause. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Yeah. The same way that your father born at home, if he's in Venda right now, he's still your father. Yeah, that you are going to Dubai, he's still your father. If that man picks up a phone and says, Boni, I want to see you this weekend. Yes, all the trips must be canceled. You must go see that man. Yeah. Hello, church. I hope we're still together. Yeah. So by faith. The same way that someone believed in you, I want you to also find people to believe in. I want you to also find people that you're going to commit to. Not for a week, not for a week, not until you're fine and then you dump them. Because some of you are not blessed because of how you use people and discard them. Yeah. That's why you're not blessed. Because God watches your motives. He knows that I can't give you 100 people based on how you're handling these three. Yeah. You know, God watches every attitude, Bazalan. Yeah. So be found faithful. Don't just use people and then you tell them, no, don't be that type of a person. Hallelujah. Be found faithful. Be found walking by faith. Be found teaching with integrity. Yeah. Yeah. One day I was chatting with Pony. And we're chatting recently. And the reason I tell you these stories is for you to realize that all of us have an opportunity to not walk by faith. Yeah. I was sitting with Bonnie, we're planning something. And the pressure was just too much that day. You remember? In my office, I was with him. The pressure was just too much. And I just found myself shedding one or two tears. And because now I have to make a decision. And I said, based on, you know, I was chatting with some people. They said, do this. Things will change. Hey, I sat with Bonnie. And I'm like, I started crying because I realized that I'm not going to do what those guys said I should do. That's not for me. It might work for them, but it's not for me. I told Pony, don't worry. Let's just pass this test. I tell them, don't worry. Let's just pass this test. God sees our hearts. We're not in ministry for money. We're not in it for... God sees our hearts, Pony. Let's just be faithful. The pressure was a pressure cooker. Yeah, you're not there. I could say, forget about all these things, my man. You understand what I'm saying to you? But in that moment where only me would have a decision and only him, and you'll do what I say. And I told him with tears in my eyes, like, and I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about 2-3 weeks ago. Yes. And I said, let's just pass this test for me. Don't worry about anything. God knows our heart. We're not in ministry for money. We're not in ministry for scheming people. God knows our heart. We want the people blessed. If it means suffering a little bit more, we will gladly suffer because we didn't call ourselves. And God is faithful. Yeah. And God is faithful. And that was a statement by faith. To say, I choose integrity by faith. Yeah. When it's easy to compromise, I choose integrity by faith. When it's easy to create a shortcut, I choose integrity by faith because we walk by faith. See, the reason people's visions are not fulfilled, somewhere along the line, they take the easy path because faith, listen, faith some days is difficult. Yeah. Because some days you have to convince yourself of something you don't see. It's not, there's nothing physical, but you have to still tell yourself, it's coming. I know it's coming. Though it tarries, this vision will come to pass. Does that make sense to you? Oh, and I'm glad we did. Oh, because a week or two later, Bonnie called me, Pastor, oh, I'm so happy. I lifted up my hands and said, thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I held on for 2 more weeks than to sell my birthright. I'm glad. Yeah, I don't know about you. Maybe I'm talking to somebody who's about to quit, who's about to compromise, about to give up. Like, no, this is the point of no return. Hold on for 2 more weeks. Your turnaround is coming. Yeah, your breakthrough is coming. Just be patient. God has not forgotten you. He's not a man that he should lie. Does that make sense, Mazelwane? Yeah. So continue to walk by faith, right? Let me close. I've got a point number 4, which says depend on the Holy Spirit, but I'll give you point number 5, develop and sustain the right relationships. That's what I'm going to close on in this 5 minutes, right? Develop and sustain the right relationships. The right vision needs the right people, right? The right vision needs the right people. Where there's no vision, where there's no people, the vision perishes. Remember that scripture, Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. But also now, where there is no people, the vision perishes. Okay? Yeah, so your vision needs the right people. A visionary needs people, and people need a visionary. Okay? A visionary needs people, and people need a visionary. All right, so I'll send some of this on the WhatsApp communication because there's just some extra scriptures here that you can help for your further study. Right? Yeah. No vision can be fulfilled by one man. You need to build right relationships, okay? Don't just focus on vision. Build the right relationships. Mary needed Elizabeth. Yeah. Elijah needed Elisha. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Jesus needed the 12 and then 3 from the 12. Does that make sense? Yeah. Every vision needs people. Moses, one day he was lifting up his hands. His hands grew tired. He needed Aaron and Hur to come lift him up. Does that make sense? So if God has not given you a raw vision to start an organization, right? Support a man who has been given a vision. Does that make sense? If God has not called you to start a church, it's okay. It's not a sin. It's not a crime. Support Pastor. Lift up Pastor Mto's hands as he has been given that vision. Does that make sense? If God has not given you a vision to start a company, support your boss who has received that vision and be the most amazing person in that company. Am I communicating to some people? Yeah. Every vision needs people. And if you own a business, be intentional about how you hire. Don't hire people who will destroy your vision. Don't hire people who are rude to your customers. Don't hire people who feel like they're doing your customers a favor. No, hire people that have the same passion and same drive and same push for, you understand what I'm saying to you? Hire people who won't feel like they're coming to work when they're working on this thing. One of the most amazing things about Amazon, I was reading a bit about, who's this guy? Jeff Bezos? Yeah, they tell you that at the beginning of Amazon, Jeff Bezos would rather do 50 interviews and hire no man than to hire a wrong person. So when they hire the same type of people who are passionate about pushing this. That's why they are now number one in many things. Success is not accidental. Yeah, don't just hire to say that, no, we need the position filled. No, are you the right fit? Are you the right person? Yeah. Don't just approve. Any guy who proposes you just say yes to him. Will he be the right father of your children? Yeah. Don't just say yes to any girl that has hips. It's her thoughts that will raise your children, not her hips. Yeah. Yeah. Be intentional about building strategic relationship. Yeah. Strategic relationship. When I realized that my vision, it means, when I was so clear when I found prophet. Right? I was so clear because I just looked and said, this guy is going far. I thought the prophet is going far. That's all. I need a man who's going far because I'm also going far. That's it. That's it. That's it. And at that time, I didn't even know anything about him. You know, he was just preaching and I heard Bishop Oyedepo. I was like, I'm following this man. I don't need anything else. If I could hear Bishop Oyedepo when he's talking, that's all that I need. And that's what I'm saying to you. Yeah, follow. By the time I follow, I noticed this guy, Miles Monroe, before he died, he visited Botswana. The only time he visited Botswana, prophet was hosting him. T.D. Jakes has been to Botswana only once. Prophet was hosting him. That's a pace setter. You understand? I don't know. Last year, should have been last year or the year before that. Miss Botswana. So you know those guys that are competing for Miss Botswana? Yeah, they organized a church service. They're like, we're not going to any other church. We're going to his church. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm like, the man is dominating in his field, in his arena. And I say what I'm saying to you. That's it. That's my dad right there. I don't know about you. But I've built strategic relationships. Yeah. I've had people discourage me. Prophet Rams is not your father. He's your brother because God has called you. I'm like, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. To you, he's a brother. To me, he's a father. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be perfect. He's my father. I love him like that. Sometimes he rebukes me. It's harsh. Yes. He shouted at me in Nigeria for not developing my wife. The whole airport like came to a standstill. The people were looking at me. This is me shouting at me like, hey. Ah. It was not simple. But I didn't scrown. I didn't change my face. I'm like, never again. When I delete the number, I'm saying, never again. When you get to our temple, I'll disappear. He goes, no. I'm blessed that I have a person who can rebuke me. Do you know how hard it is to rebuke a person? Do you know what it takes to correct a person? Do you know what it takes to tell somebody you're going the wrong direction? Stop. Do you know what it takes? Yeah, it takes a lot. It takes too much. That's why no one is correcting you, because it takes a lot. He can rebuke me. It's my joy. We invited him for the couples on Monday. And I said, what I'm saying to you? Yeah, he didn't want to come. He was like, my job is to focus on you and your wife. And you can focus on the ministry. I was like, my father, I'm not asking for anything else. Just 1 hour of your time. Just 1 hour. I'm not asking for anything else. Me and my wife, we enjoy this thing. You teach us. It's working. Our marriage is peaceful. We're not arguing. There's no tension about money. There's no conflict about anything. We are happy. We are the happiest we've ever been. It's because you are talking to us on a weekly basis. I just want you, just 1 hour of your time, to help our people. Share on whatever is on your heart. Help us build better marriages. Yeah. He was not coming. I just did respect. If I show you the WhatsApp, you'll say, I was like, no, my focus is on you and your wife. You can focus on that. I'm like, no, just come speak. We just, a word and a prayer. That's all that we need. Yeah. Build strategic relationships. People that speak into your life. Yeah. People that speak into your destiny. He doesn't have to fill up a stadium in Cape Town because I'm here for that. Hello? I don't have to compete with him. You see, he might not be making people roll on the chair, but he's making them stand in their mind. Yes. My job is to break chairs and make people, come out. Hey, that one I can do it. That's me. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. But when I talk to him, I stand on the mind. When I talk to him, I'm not small. And I talk to him. He doesn't have to talk to me. Because some of you feel like your mentor must look for you. You're sick. You need healing. Receive it. Yeah. Your mentor doesn't have to look for you. Your mentor can spend the whole day without talking to you. But can you afford to spend a year without talking to your mentor? Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't have a mentor, you'll die in the house of your tormentors. Yeah. Build strategic relationships with those above you, those who have gone. I met Bishop Oyedepo because I was a prophet. Yes. When I met Bishop Oyedepo, you said to Prophet, Frank, Prophet from Botswana, Papa. He said, he just spoke for a few minutes. Then I came in afterwards with my offering on my hand. You understand? He had shown me how to give, write your name, write your number, write your everything. Yeah. He comes to me and says, this is your disciple from Cape Town? I was like, yes, sir. How's Cape Town? My mind went blank. I didn't think Bishop Oyedepo would ask me how's Cape Town. All of my answers, I'd been praying for that moment for years. It disappeared. And do you know what Prophet did? Do you know what Prophet did? He took a picture of me. He didn't have to. I would have because, well, Pastor, I met my table, like, talk is cheap, Pastor. He didn't have to. He served me. He took a picture. He knew how important that moment was for me. He knew what it would mean to me. He took a picture for me. Yeah. Yeah. build structure. Two cannot walk together unless I agree. It's a pity to live a life without a mentor. It's a pity to live a life without a role model. Who are you going to talk to? Who's going to advise you? Who's going to give you input? You know what I'm saying to you? Yeah. If you're in the business world, get a business mentor, but don't despise your spiritual mentor. I might not know anything about the stock market, but life is spiritual. You'll need a spiritual mentor one day. That's what I'm saying to you. Does that make sense? So don't despise your pastor simply because he has not yet signed the 100 million rand check, and that's what you deal with every day. Yeah. One day you'll need an advice that no check can answer. Yeah, but his prayer said, no, this is what God has shown me. Relax. This is the scripture, go win. And you notice that you win just like that. Yeah. Have a mentor. Okay. Have what? Have a mentor for your career. I might not know anything about physics, so I can't help you that much. But in the workplace, have a mentor for that. Does that make sense? Have a mentor for that. You honor that relationship. And the same with your spiritual relationship. Does that make sense? Yeah. Have a mentor. Mary needed Elizabeth. That as Mary was talking, the babies were jumping on the inside. Yeah, you need someone who is also walking what you're walking in. You need two can't walk together unless they agree. You need a friend who's as hungry as well as you are hungry. You know, so you need somebody who's also going after what you're going, that you can encourage each other. Iron sharpens iron. The reason most Christian visions don't come to pass is isolation and lack of community. Yeah. You just want to be the only one, the one man one. It doesn't work like that. You need community. Even Peter, when the miracle, Luke chapter 5, the miracle of the fish, Peter called his partners because it was too much for them. Who are your partners? Who are your ministry partners? Who are your business partners? Who are your marital partners? Yeah. Who's another couple that you can go and say, hey, let's work on this thing out. So you need to build strategic relationships for your vision to come to pass. You blessed? All right, thank you. I've said more than enough today, right? Yeah. I wish you success. Yeah. These are some of the steps that can help you. I want you to begin to move forward. These are some of the things that can help you. Build strength. You notice that you have the vision, everything fine, but you just don't have a community around your gifting. Yeah, that's all. And be humble. Huh? Some of the friends you want don't need you as a friend. Be humble. Huh? You're the one who wants to learn. Be humble. Don't expect them to treat you like you're their mate on the first day. Just go there, learn. Go there, learn. Go there, learn. Let them treat you like anything. When you come home, you improve it and you apply it. And when the results begin to show, this one is my friend. They will call you friend. And you won't need them at that time. Okay, so don't have an imposter syndrome whereby you just arrive so that you want everyone to call you friend. They will not put you at their level when you first arrive. Yeah, because they feel like I'm the one who's teaching you. No, I'm here to learn. Learn and go. Yeah, just be humble. It doesn't matter how they treat you. See, I've gone to Zambia to learn how to do crusades. It doesn't matter. I don't need any recognition or whatever. I took some of our guys for them to see how a crusade is done. I don't mind about it. Oh, Pastor, No. We're not looking for that. We're here to learn. We're students. You're doing it well. We're here to learn. Yeah, even if you have to take the people they blue tick, it doesn't matter. If you don't have thick skin for blue tick, you're joking. You're not ready for success. Yeah, you can text them into the Bluetooth because they are busy. Endure. Be faithful. One day it will show. Yeah, one day church growth will happen in front of you. Yeah, one day you'll see thousands of people sitting and they're listening to your pastor. You'll be surprised. But, there's an appointed time. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Yeah. I hope I've spoken to you and I hope God has spoken to you. Hallelujah. Yeah, so with this wisdom, go and win. Go work on your vision, verify it, begin to work on it, focus on it, focus on your marriage. Yeah. Leave Instagram marriages, focus on yours. All those guys are actors. Focus on yours. Does that make sense? Yeah. Sit down with your spouse. What do you want? What makes you happy? Focus on your marriage. Focus on your children. Focus on your career. Focus. Just take some time to focus. Hallelujah. And then walk by faith. And then build strategic relationships and depend on the Holy Spirit. Those five. Any vision, no matter how big or grand, it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Let's rise to our feet. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, give me grace to fulfill your vision for my life. Pray that prayer in Jesus' name. Pray that prayer in Jesus' name. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me fresh grace for fresh vision. Young men shall see visions. Give me a fresh vision and give me fresh grace, fresh wisdom to fulfill it. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, give me fresh grace. I'm not going to give up now. Yeah, I'm not going to give up now. Makarabas, I pray, ask him, help me. I was almost quitting, but I'm here. Today I heard your voice. This is not the end for me. This is not the end. I was just in a neutral season. This is not the end. Lift up your hands. Talk to God. Lord, help me not undermine my foundation. Help me not undermine the relationships you have brought into my life. Help me not to undermine this church that you have given me, because giants are going to come from this church. Help me not undermine these young people, these young couples that you have brought in front of me, because great men and women are going to come out from here. Great businessmen, great business leaders are going to come out from here. Help me not despise it. Help me not undermine it. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray, Lord, this business that you have given me, God, I will not despise it. This husband you have given me, I will not despise him. This wife you have given me, I will not despise her. No, I will not. I'll pay the price to build relationships. I'll pay the price to build strategic relationships. I will pay the price. I'll be patient. I will be humble. I will be unassuming. I will pay the price to build relationships. I receive a fresh vision. I receive a fresh passion. I receive a fresh inspiration for the things you have called me for. I will run into the areas you have called me for. Areba shata. Somebody pray that prayer. I will run into what you have called me for. If it's industry, I will go. If it's business, I will go. If it's community development, I will go. I will run into what you have called me for. I will run into what you have called me for. Pray that prayer. If it's academics, I will run into it. I will be patient in it. I will build the, I'll pay the price. I refuse to be discouraged. I refuse to be discouraged. I refuse to be offended. I will pay the price, my Father. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. I sense something is shifting here. The dark cloud is lifting. The cloud of discouragement. The cloud of despair. The cloud of quitting and giving up. That cloud is lifting right now. I see fresh dreams. I see fresh visions. I see a fresh passion being given to you. A fresh wisdom. A fresh humility. A fresh hunger. A fresh obedience. That cloud of darkness is shifting out in the name of Jesus, for his thoughts are not your thoughts. Yes, I know you were hurt. Yes, I know you were injured, but the Lord is healing your broken heart today. The Lord is ministering healing, because you shall not die at this point. You will not die at this level. Oh, but you're gonna finish strong. Hey, Marakashatata. Come on, is there a church in this place that believes in the power of vision? That believes in the power of vision. You will not perish, my sister. You will not perish.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Tour podcast. Shalom.